This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. U.S. prosecutors have charged a university researcher in the western state of California with visa fraud, and they say the Chinese consulate is harboring her. Prosecutors say scientist Tang Wan hid her affiliation with the Chinese military. According to court papers, Tang claimed on her visa application that she had no ties with the People's Liberation Army. However, FBI agents later found photos of Tang in a Chinese military uniform in a search of her home, as well as information that she had worked as a researcher at China's Air Force Military Medical University. The court filing says Tang denied the allegations when she was interviewed by FBI agents on June 20th, after which she sought refuge in the San Francisco consulate. Prosecutors' claims about Tang were first reported by the news website Axios on Wednesday, hours after the U.S. State Department ordered the Chinese consulate in Houston, Texas, to shut down. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the consulate was the persistent problem of Beijing's theft of U.S. intellectual property. As the United States pushes China to close its consulate in Houston over accusations of espionage, there continues to be a campaign to get other countries to turn their backs on China. Secretary Pompeo is urging India to focus on domestic supply chains and reduce its dependence on China for telecommunications and medical supplies. Pompeo said at the online U.S.-India Business Council's India Ideas Summit that India had a chance to move supply chains away from China. We have more headlines for you on voanews.com. This is VOA News. 45 people are suspected to be dead in Afghanistan, including civilians, after the Afghan government airstrikes Wednesday against Taliban fighters. The attacks drawing condemnation from the U.S. envoy trying to start peace talks involving all sides. Afghanistan's acting defense minister said the government would soon share evidence that the airstrike in Herat province that locals say targeted a wedding party actually killed Taliban militants. Asadullah Khalid told a gathering in Kabul Thursday that he hoped an investigation would prove that no civilians were harmed in the strike. Globally, there have been more than 621,000 deaths from COVID-19 and more than 143,000 of those in the United States. Confirmed infections exceed 15 million, with the U.S. looking at nearly 4 million of them. Add Brazil's more than 2 million infections, and the two countries hold well more than a third of the world's infections. Brazil's health ministry reported a record 67,860 confirmed coronavirus cases over a 24-hour period. The previous mark for one day was more than 54,000, set on June 19th. The new high was reported Wednesday and comes as some regions of the South American nation are partially reopening for business, while others had previously controlled the spread of the virus are seeing increases. Brazil has counted nearly 83,000 deaths from COVID-19. One of the infected is President Jair Bolsonaro, who said earlier Wednesday that he has tested positive for the virus for a third time in 2 weeks. U.S. Senate Republicans and the White House have reached a tentative agreement for more testing funds in the next COVID-19 relief package, but deep disagreements over the scope of the $1 trillion in federal aid have forced a shift in strategy. Facing a Republican revolt, the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is preparing to roll out a handful of COVID-19 aid bills instead of a single package, according to a top lawmaker involved in the negotiations. The legislation is now expected as soon as Thursday. The European Union has granted Honduras 80 million euros, or $93 million, in aid to help the impoverished Central American nation's health system cope with the impact of the coronavirus pandemic. Despite strict measures to curb the spread of the pandemic, local hospitals have struggled to cope with the number of patients with respiratory illnesses in Honduras. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.